Matthew chapter 15. Then the Pharisees and scribes came from Jerusalem to Jesus, and they asked him, "Why is it that your disciples don't obey the teaching of the elders? Because they don't wash their hands in the proper way before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you disobey God's commandments and follow your own traditions? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death.' But you say that if a person has something which he could use to help his father or mother, but says, 'I devote this to God,' he doesn't need to honor his father. In this way, you pay no attention to God's commandment in order to follow your own tradition. You hypocrites, truly did Isaiah prophesy of you, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, because they teach the teachings of men as if they were my laws.'" So this is the whole problem, when tradition replaces God's word. This is a problem all over. This is unfortunately our tendency to not really pay attention to what God is saying, but to prefer to impress men. This is the idea, this is the problem with so many aspects of our failure before God. Then Jesus called the crowd together to him and said, "Hear and understand. It's not what goes into a person's mouth which can make them unclean, but what comes out of it makes them unclean." The disciples said to him, "Do you realize that the Pharisees were very upset by what you said?" Well, so the disciples were still thinking that the religious leaders must be right, really, and you had to really obey them and not offend them, not upset them. Whereas Jesus was in absolutely radical confrontation with these people, because it was all a matter of outward appearance and what you looked like. Whereas Jesus was saying, it's about your heart, which in the Bible means your mind. It's what you think about, your attitudes inside you. This is what God looks at. So Jesus replies to the disciples when they say, "Oh, do you realize the Pharisees are really upset with what you said?" He said, "Every plant which my father didn't plant is going to be pulled up. Do not pay attention to them. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, they will both fall into the ditch." Peter asked, "Explain this to us." Jesus said to them, "It seems that you have still not grown in understanding. Why is it that you don't understand?" We feel how frustrated Jesus was with the disciples. And don't forget, these gospel records were the records of the disciples preaching the gospel to people. And they're saying, "Look, we were so slow to understand, but you, who we're preaching to, you be quicker. You get it." So he explains, "Whatever goes into a person's mouth goes into his stomach and then out of his body. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And these are the things that really defile a person. For out of the heart come the evil thoughts which result in murder, adultery, and all kinds of immorality, robbing, lying, slandering. These are the things that..." Slandering is to say untrue things about another person. "These are the things that make a person unclean. But to eat with unwashed hands, this does not make a person unclean." So quite clearly, Jesus is saying that the source of all bad things is your own heart, your own mind, your own desires, which you are not controlling. All kind of sin, he says, comes from this. So you see from that there is no devil in the sense of a cosmic being outside of you, some big dragon up in the sky, somebody who is forcing you to sin, who is manipulating you. Jesus clearly says that sin comes from inside us, from our own uncontrolled thoughts. It's like there's a fountain inside us bubbling up with all these bad suggestions. And that rightly is called the Satan, the adversary, the enemy. Jesus left that place and went off to the territory that is near the cities of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman who lived in the area came to him. "O son of David," she begged, "have mercy on me. My daughter has a demon and is in a terribly vexed situation. Now, a demon, they thought that demons caused illness, especially illness which they couldn't explain. And Jesus doesn't say, oh, you've got the wrong understanding there, because demons in that sense don't exist. Jesus, it says, did not say a word to her. His disciples came to him and begged him, send her away. She is making all this noise and following us. Jesus replied, I've been sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. At this, the woman came and fell down at his feet. Help me, please, she said. Jesus replied, it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Indeed, sir, she replied, but even the dogs under the table eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Jesus replied, you are a woman of great faith, and so what you desire will be done to you. And from that very moment, her daughter was healed. So she's saying, yep, you are the people of God, and you are sitting there at the banquet, but you, the Jewish people, are dropping crumbs on the floor. And I, as a Gentile woman, want to just have one of those crumbs, which would be the healing of my daughter. And so Jesus heals her because she shows such great understanding, as well as such great humility. Although he doesn't say, great is your understanding, he says, great is your faith. That she really believed that Jesus was the Son of David. So all the way through the Gospels you see this, that it's the Gentiles who seem to believe stronger than the Jews. And this, again, is because that these are Jews who are preaching. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, as far as we know, they were all Jews. And they are emphasizing that, look, our people, Jewish people, we were very slow to believe. And in fact, the Gentiles believed better than we do. They had more faith, even in the first ministry of Jesus. And so it was to happen later. So again, you see humility in their preaching. Jesus left there and went along by the Sea of Galilee. He climbed a mountain and sat down, and large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, crippled, dumb, and various kinds of sick people, whom they cast down at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them. The people were staggered as they saw the dumb speaking, the crippled people able to walk, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called the disciples unto him and said, I am so sad for these people because they've been with me here for 3 days and now I've got nothing to eat. And I will not send them away without feeding them because they might faint on the way. The disciples asked him, where will we find enough bread for these people in this desert place? How much bread do you have? Jesus asked. 7 loaves, they replied, and a few small fish. Now, this is the second time Jesus had fed a crowd, so they really should have got it that Jesus could, of course, fix the problem. And this is how God works in our lives. He gives us one situation that is there to help us have faith and understanding to face a similar situation that then comes later in our lives. But they fail, really. But anyway, Jesus ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks to God, broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. Now, always God wants to work through some sort of mechanism. He always wants to work through us. They all ate and were absolutely satiated. They were absolutely full up. So you see how generous God is. Then the disciples took up 7 baskets full of the leftover bits and pieces. The number of men who ate was 4,000, plus the women and the children. Then Jesus sent the people away, got into a boat, and departed to the area of Magdala.